News, I'm Ben Thomas. Senate Majority Leader John Thune is calling it a non-starter, but Ed Donahue reports Senate Democrats made a new offer aimed at ending the government shutdown.
The offer comes from Minority Leader Chuck Schumer.
Democrats would like to see an end to this shutdown, and we want to respect Leader Thune's desire not to negotiate on ACA until after the government reopens.
The major issue blocking the reopening is the push to extend tax credits from the Affordable Care Act.
Leader Thune just needs to add a clean one-year extension of the ACA tax credits to the CR so that we can immediately address rising health care costs.
Republicans like South Carolina's Lindsey Graham are strongly opposed.
You're selling a bad product, and that product needs to be discontinued as it exists today.
Democrats are also proposing establishment of a bipartisan committee to address Republican demands for changes to the Affordable Care Act.
The ball is in the Republicans' court. We need Republicans to just say yes.
Ed Donahue, Washington.
Air traffic controllers are among those going unpaid, so the FAA is aiming to cut flights by 10%. At least 1,000 flights canceled today. The Trump administration's asking a federal appeals court to block a judge's order to distribute November's full SNAP food aid benefits. California, New Jersey, and Wisconsin among states that have already started distributing the payments. And Marcela Sanchez reports the Supreme Court's considering
an appeal from former Kentucky clerk Kim Davis, who refused to issue marriage licenses to same-sex couples following the court's ruling legalizing same-sex marriage in Obergefell versus Hodges. Davis had been trying to get the court to overturn a lower court order that would require her to pay $360,000 in damages and attorney fees to a couple she denied a marriage license. The justices could say as soon as Monday what they'll do. Marcela Sanchez, Washington.
This is AP News. Consumer sentiment tumbled in November. The University of Michigan surveys down nearly 30% from a year ago amid pessimism over personal finances and anticipated business conditions. And Seth Sutel wraps up the week with the AP Markets Report.
Stocks wound up mixed on Wall Street, but still clocked their first weekly loss in the last four. The S&P 500 edged up 0.1% Friday. The benchmark index spent most of the day in the red. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 74 points. It's about 0.2%. The Nasdaq Composite fell 0.2%. Block sank 7.7%. The parent company of Square and Cash App reported results that fell shy of forecasts. Peloton jumped 14.2%. The exercise equipment maker turned in results that beat forecasts. Treasury yields held steady in the bond market. The yield on the 10-year Treasury was little changed at 4.09%. Seth Sutel, New York.
There's more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.